I have something that I felt the Lord gave. It's very short, but you can be the judge. I wasn't planning on at all speaking anything from the Word, but then the Holy Spirit just landed on these verses. So I just humbly invite you to just look at them and see if the Holy Spirit ministers something from the Lord's heart to your heart, and that would be between you and Him. And see if He has something for us in these verses. It's in Luke chapter 22. And we're going to start in verse 54. Then took they Him, which is Jesus, and led Him and brought Him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. So here in verse 54, Jesus is beginning. He's in His sufferings now. And His trial and His path to crucifixion, the hour has come, and He's in His sufferings before His crucifixion. And that God-ordained fire and trial has started officially here in verse 54. So Jesus is being gathered into that flame. And the last sentence in verse 54 says, "And Peter followed afar off." So I know we're all really familiar with this passage of Scripture, and yet when the Holy Spirit ministered it to my heart, it was like it was very fresh and filled with heartbeats from the Lamb. Like, it was very personal. It wasn't, the Holy Spirit didn't approach me with, "This is a great message," or this was more like, "This is something that's on my heart, and it's very personal." And I believe the Spirit wants to personally minister it to you if it's something that He has for you tonight. So in that manner, we can look at these verses. Peter followed afar off, so he's definitely not jumping into the flames. He's holding back. In verse 55, it says, "And when they had kindled a fire," when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. So here we have Peter sitting down with a group of people who have started their own flame. They've literally built a fire. It's not the altar fire that the Father ordained that His Son is in right now. This is a group of people who have built a fire probably for warmth and gathered together. It's foreign. It's not God's flame. It's not God's fire. And Peter is assembled with these people who have chosen to gather around this flame instead of noticing who is very, very close to them at that time, the Lamb, who is in the real altar. It's happening right in their midst. But this group is completely missing that opportunity. And it says at the end of that verse, Peter sat down among them. So he's sitting with his group around this fire. Verse 56, "But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, 'This man was also with him.'" And it was the verses that the Spirit landed on here was, this woman earnestly, she really looked earnestly upon Peter, and she remembered that this guy used to be with Jesus, with the Lamb. And she said he was with him. And the way the Holy Spirit landed on it to me tonight was, this woman remembered that Peter used to be someone that was with Jesus. And so she's really looking at him, and she's like, "Well, Jesus is over there in the fire. And Peter, you're here with us, not in the fire." But it's almost like she's saying to Peter, "But you were with him. You were with him. You were with him. But now you're with us. Why are you with us when you were with him? You were with him." And it just really hit my heart. It really hit my heart that this foreign lady knew Peter wasn't with him. And he denied him. Peter didn't deny that woman. Peter denied Jesus and said, I know him not. I don't know him. He didn't deny the lady. He was denying the Lamb. that also struck my heart. And I don't want to comment too much because I just want the Spirit to be the minister. But he denied him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You are of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what you're saying." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And then verse 61, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And in that verse, and that's the key verse for tonight, it's like the lamb who's in the middle of the fire, enduring the flames, suffering, being offered up in his eternal nature. That firstborn son is looking from within the flames straight into Peter's eyes, who is way out there, separate from him. And I don't believe the Lord's eyes had condemnation. I don't believe the Lord's eyes. I think his eyes had nothing to do with guilt and shame and manipulation and pressure, rejection. I think Peter might have taken it that way. But I think the eyes of the Lamb were full of, yes, so much love. But I want to add to this love so much longing. Not accusation. Jesus is so different than our hearts. I think he was looking at Peter like, "Oh, how I long to have you with me here fellowshipping in my suffering, to be here with me in this moment, to know me in the fellowship of my suffering." And I think what was in his heart, beyond "why aren't you with me," but was in his heart of, "Oh, how I long for you to be here with me," surpassed any issue of sin or responsibility or failure. Or it was what was in that beautiful, longing, loving God heart that needed another human with him. Why would he need a human with him in the flame? He is the only one who can do it right. Why would God want us there with him? And the heart behind that love and that look, that's the draw near to me power. Nothing can draw us into the fire like the eyes of Jesus that are not full of condemnation and shame and rejection, but oh, I long for you to be here with me. This is where we are the deepest in our intimacy. This is where you will know me for the real me. This is where we can know eternal life together. I think it was well beyond any issue of sin and failure. And that probably struck chords, like Ben saying, "Pull on the strings of my heart." I think the Lamb of God pulled on strings in Peter's heart that he didn't even know could be played, could be touched, because of what he saw in the heart of the Lamb when he was over in some foreign flame that a bunch of people made up and had a fellowship that wasn't the sufferings of Christ or where Christ was at. And then he looked straight into the eyes of the Lamb and said, "Oh, this is where I was born to be. This is where you need me. This is where it's all at. This is where you're at." And I don't think that ever left him. And we've heard so much in 1 Peter from Pastor Randy, from the Spirit of the living God. So then the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. He turned and did that. Peter remembered the word of the Lord. And then verse 62, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. And we're almost finished. But I was, if some of you were here this morning when the Lord shared on out of Zechariah 12, verse 10, I wonder if Peter's bitter weeping wasn't like what happened to the house of David in chapter 12 of Zechariah, where they beheld him whom they had pierced and wept bitterly as for a firstborn son. I wonder if Peter's weeping wasn't like, "I've pierced the heart of God's son by leaving him alone in the flames. I pierced his heart." And maybe Peter wasn't even fully weeping over his failure, but over what he saw that he had did to the heart of Jesus and his longing to love him. I don't know. I really don't. That just is a thought to consider. If what he saw in the heart of Jesus and the piercing and the aloneness did something forever that changed him and is changing us. And finally, verse 63, and the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. Verse 64, and when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is this that smote thee? And all I just felt on those verses was that now Peter's watching Jesus, even maybe from the place where he's weeping, going through the fire by himself. I mean, it's one thing to see a movie or to even imagine that, but to be Peter at that moment and then see, he just had a couple women ask him if he was from Galilee and knew Jesus. But Jesus, Jesus is being smitten and he's being mocked. And this, what Jesus is going through is the real fire. And it's the real thing. And he's really giving the Father that spirit, that sweet savor. And Peter's just going, oh, I could be in this flame. I could be with you there. And you're going through the real thing. I don't think there's a comment on that. I just think what that does in our personal relationship with Jesus and the drawing near to him, like Ben shared. He is the drawing power. And not just in teaching or ministry, but in the flames where he needs us. And specifically in the flames where I believe the Lord himself said, I need all of us. He needs all of us there this year with him. Not in condemnation or pressure, but in love, in longing and desire.